sixth overall pick of the Calgary Flames, the Memorial Cup champion with the London Knights, taking part of the NHL's Rookie Showcase as well. He joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Glad to chat with you. Boy, congratulations on everything, and we haven't talked to you since the draft, and you're going into your first NHL camp. Congrats on everything, and it's been a busy summer. It's only going to get busier.
Yeah. Summer's kind of, it's winding down, or it's coming to an end, and heading up to Calgary, and, you know, very, very soon, and excited to get things going there.
So you want to make this team. You have every opportunity to make this team. From everything you hear, you kind of, it was no surprise that Calgary drafted you. You fit their mold. Have you thought about, I mean, you know, you're going to be a professional. Guys like you have this tunnel vision. Have you thought about any other scenario other than just cracking this team and taking a run at a Calder?
No, I haven't. I haven't had my mind on anything other than that. I think it would be unfair to myself to think otherwise. And realistically, that's my goal. And, you know, for some people, it could be unrealistic. But for myself, I think it's, a realistic opportunity, like you said, with maybe some opportunity. But that opportunity is not just given to me. It's got to be earned. And I felt like I've done everything I possibly could this summer to get myself re-healthy and get myself back in, the best shape I could be in. And so now it's all about what I can do and how I can perform on the ice.
Matthew Tkachuk, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show. So we played that goal coming in. You kind of drag it around. You fire it towards the net. And although I'll say, I'm not generating it, but there's some controversy. If it was your goal, or did Dvorak tip it? Have you got to the bottom of this, or you're just owning it?
No, we don't really. Me and him, we talk about it every now and then, but we've agreed to not discuss anything further. That goal and that game's in the past.
You're taking the goal, the Memorial Cup winning goal, and you're just running with it. Listen, I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It was a big goal. All right, so that team, did you ever have even any doubts down the stretch? I mean, you get into that tournament, and a lot can happen, and you guys were a beast of a team, but it all came together. I don't know if you'll play on a more talented team, you know, when we talk about your peers than that group in London this year.
Yeah, we had a very special team, you know, for it just being junior hockey. And everybody says it's a tough trophy to win, and it was. You have to go through, there's 60 teams in the league, and only one can come out that champ. And it doesn't matter how you do in the playoffs. It's a whole new setup in the Mem Cup, and we basically just, you know, cruised through the first three games of that, and then ran into a tougher game in the finals, and it just showed how we can deal with adversity. And we had a great effort by our goaltender Parsons the whole year, especially in the playoffs and in the tournament. And, our D were great all year, and the forwards were capable of scoring goals.
Matthew Tkachuk, our guest. Now, so I understand that they, you know, the stick that scored the game-winning goal, they kind of confiscated that from you pretty quickly, didn't they?
Yeah. It was going back to, I actually found out about it after the game back at the hotel at our winning party, and it doesn't really matter.
Well, right to the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah. It's cool that sticks in the Hall of Fame now, and at least I get to keep the rest of my equipment.
You go into your first NHL camp. You grew up around the game, as we all know. You know, you've seen locker rooms. You're no stranger to it. But do you still get those nerves? It's going to be a big camp for you. I used to work in Calgary. I know they're excited for you there. All eyes are going to be on the new pick.
Yeah. I've, as much as I've been around an NHL locker room, it was the St. Louis locker room and the Arizona locker room. It wasn't the Calgary Flames locker room. So I'm walking into a whole different scenario here with me not just going there as a 5-year-old to a 10-year-old kid and just hanging out and just, you know, kind of relaxing. This is all business now, and it's time for me to take control of my own career.
Now, your dad, your family was one that I mean, you had a bunch of young players come through, right? There was a lot of rookies that came through your house. Any in particular that stood out? As you were a kid, who do you remember?
Yeah, well, we had three players live at our house, and they were David Backes, Lee Stepniak, and Phil McRae. And you know, it's just awesome to see how, you know, where they started and where they are now, and just you know, they were rookies living at my place, and it's great to follow on, you know, throughout their careers, and you know, it'd be pretty cool if I got the chance to play against them this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say you better get that photographer ready. Now they'll both be in the Eastern Conference, but you know, you never know. You line up on a face-off with one of those guys, that's a pretty funny picture.
Yeah, no, it definitely would be.
Matthew Tkachuk joins us. All right, so give us your best scouting report on what's to come for a couple of guys that I know in this market everyone is incredibly intrigued to see. You played a lot with Austin Matthews, obviously, at the World Juniors. You guys were terrific together. He's going to play in the World Cup of Hockey. What does his season, what does his transition to the NHL look like, do you think?
Yeah, he's you know, probably the best player I've ever played with, in the sense that every single day you see something new, and he's so competitive and just so skilled with the puck, and he has the puck, and all you have to do is just get, you know, a little bit of separation, and you know that puck's going to come to you. And it's the same way for him. He's able to gain separation from guys like nothing, and he's deserving of everything he's gotten so far.
And the other one is Mitch Marner. Different player, obviously, and you played with him just a ton in London. What does his – because he's in the same situation as you, in the sense of it's make this team or it's back to junior, and the conversation of what do you have to prove if you go back the other way. I know he really wants to be here.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's a little bit different for myself and Mitch as opposed to Austin, but – you know, he's obviously unbelievably skilled and just, you know, he's a smaller player, but he doesn't back down, and you know, he's got eyes in the back of his head, is able to find you anywhere on the ice, and you know, you might not, you know, see it, how he might not be in the corner or throwing big hits or anything like that, but super competitive, and he did a great job with our team this year.